Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mayloff, here. I am joined by our good friend, Katrina Hittner.
Good morning, everyone.
Family Natural Food Zone, Katrina Hittner with us. Good morning, Katrina. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I just, jumped into my, six-year-old self when you said
that. I liked it.
You're like Family Natural Foods own. And I was like, oh, I just went to a six-year-old, whoa, I was dusting shelves and what I'm doing. Not my current self, my six-year-old self of Family Natural Foods. Because I just think of my dad and my grandfather. So I'm like, oh, yeah, six-year-old self. Here we go.
Don't want to brag, but I did get to hang out with your dad for a little bit yesterday. I suppose you would call it work. But we were hanging out.
Morning magazine?
We were talking. Yes. Mm-hmm. We were talking Historic
Weekly.
Point Boss.
Yes. Yeah. So good.
We are having a good time. We're going to have a good time. We got a bunch of good things lined up for you this morning. We're going to talk about how long does it take until you know you like a song.
Mm.
Got that one coming up. Evidence of cheese making that will circumvent lactose intolerance from a long time ago.
Wait, you sure you don't want to do this with Melissa?
Yeah, I actually should. I should say I am going to send her that story, though.
Nice.
I've got that lined up. We've also got a couple of other good ones here. I've got a good story of the day a little bit later about a tortoise, a 90-year-old tortoise finally getting into the game.
Nice.
We also will get into the top words we can't spell and some other fun stuff. We have our National Day of Calendar right around the corner. Looking forward to getting into that. An 8 o'clock hour, of course, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after Melissa's news, we're going to have a word of the day from our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
A wicked awesome word of Wednesday will be coming up for you.
Yeah.
And 9 o'clock hour, a little bit of entertainment news, then I write stories, good stories of the day. All of this coming up. Katrina, you mentioned Family Natural Foods, and I mentioned it as well, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going over at the shop? I know that this is the time of year, a lot of people getting seeds, getting things like that. Mm-hmm. Ready.
James, you got a good memory. You're just remembering all of the seasons.
Paying attention.
You've done this enough too, I think. Actually that was one of my points I was going to mention today was I'd say we have 1/3 to 1/2 of our seeds there. We still have the bulk of the bigger stuff, like the onions and the potatoes are not there and they won't be there till middle of April, but we have, and we still have other things trickling in, but we probably have a 1/4 to 1/2 of what we normally have for our seeds. So definitely come peruse. We're still putting things up and more to come with that. But there's still snow on the ground, but we can start thinking garden, which is really exciting to think about.
And that, there's no set time that we can start planting, of course. We got to wait until Mother Nature gives us the opening to and everything. But you're in talking with you about this before and Stephen before about this, you can get a plan together right now.
Yeah.
There's people that put diagrams together, draw something out and everything because they just, for one, I think that they're looking forward to doing
it. Yes, it's the excitement, right? Yeah. I need to look forward. I need to look ahead at something, which is, I think we all need that, right?
Yeah.
In March, especially if March is lingering on, as well as some seeds. Some seeds have crop failures, for example, and there might only be so much of something that a store or a place gets. So a lot of those planters want to make sure they get it, their favorite potato, their favorite bean. They want to make sure they get it. So coming in early is always a good thing. And if the pandemic showed us anything, people and gardens were so popular because they're I want food security. And I think a lot of people have continued those gardens.
Yeah.
They might be small scale. It's maybe only tomatoes and herbs, but at least they're starting with something. So definitely worth perusing, but maybe circle back around in mid-April when there's a bit more, too.
That's a good idea. That's good. What else you got?
I have a mention about, because it's such a good product and a lot of people really like it, is the Curamin product by Terry Natural is on sale this month. So we have another week and a half left here. I don't know, really a week left. To get that sale. So the extra strength or regular curcumin for inflammation pain is on sale. It's such a good seller. It works so well for people. It's a money back guarantee because Terry believes in it. We believe in it. And then I'm not going to say it, but soon, everybody keep posted. We'll probably tell WFHR first because that's what we like to do. Mm-hmm. But we have some exciting Terry news to come. So stay alert to that. But I'm not going to say anything yet.
Okay.
I want my co-partner here to be with me.
Yeah, it's only fair. It's only fair if we got to have the two together. Got to have you and Steven together for that. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
Absolutely.
You guys, have, of course, this time of year, also make sure that people are up on their immune systems, mm-hmm. keeping up on that. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we talk about this right in the beginning of winter,
mm-hmm.
and you know, usually ends up coming up one other time. But it it feels like these. I know they always say this for summer, the drag days of winter. These mm-hmm. days, these last mm-hmm. days, these last weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. It seems like we kind of take a step back.
Yep.
And we kind of like kind of take our foot off the gas a little
bit. Yeah, we're like, I'm not worried about it anymore. We're almost done. But it's still important. I mean, a lot of people are still getting like, I've heard of somebody getting like the flu about a week yeah. ago. There's still definitely some bugs going on. And I like last time when we talked to you, James, this is kind of like still keep immune boosting, but almost like immune / allergy prevention because there's some correlations there, double like ways you can kind of do both. You can stay immune, but yeah. you can also be preventing some of the allergies that are coming our way.
Mm.
So that's a good way to keep our focus. Like maybe you were taking something for a deeper immune, but now you're like, okay, I want to try quercetin, which I know is good for my immune system, but it's also really good for allergies.
Hmm.
This is a good time to like segue into immune / allergies if you're prone to those allergies.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I mean, immuning up.
I like it.
Is always good all the time. But you're right. This is a time where we kind of like forget about it, or like, yeah, it's not deep in the season of colds and flus, but there's still lingering things happening. Yes,
you do. Yeah, you do bring up a great one with the allergies, mm-hmm. of course, because that's right around the corner
yes.
with all this. I mean, as fast as these months are moving
yeah.
now, I still don't know what happened to January.
I don't
know how that went by so fast.
Yeah.
And now we're in March.
Yeah. almost April. Can I mention
yeah.
that? We're
yes.
almost in April.
Yeah. Same thing's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think getting up on those things isn't a bad idea at all,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
We certainly want to encourage people, when you guys open your doors at 9, head mm-hmm. on over there. Don't go there now. You're just going to be waiting.
It's closed.
Wait. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Do encourage you as well to follow along with Family Natural Foods on their webpage. They got a great webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well, Instagram, Facebook. Especially, I got to say, I love your Facebook page, but your Instagram is so great. And the stories you guys put up, the kids, everything.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're doing chef challenges, which has been really fun. My kids are doing taste tests of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
My kids eat weird, if you couldn't tell. So lately, my daughter ate oysters. Her choice. She likes oysters, everyone. And she gave us a review on it. But my favorite thing about these chef challenges is my almost six-year-old. She just like takes the stage. I did not prep her. I did not prep her on we're going to do a chef's challenge. I was just like, hey, I think I did say, we're going to do a chef challenge. I'm going to video you for the store. And she was like, boom. All right, everyone, here we are doing a chef's challenge today. We're going to taste oysters. And you can also get this in my mom's store. I didn't say those things.
Yeah.
She just did it. I was like, go, girl.
She's a natural. That kind of works. I didn't mean that to be a pun there, but
right?
that is kind of works.
Nice.
It is. My sister was the same way. My sister, you could just, if you turn a light switch on,
mm-hmm.
Jill thought it was a bunch of lights mm-hmm. for her or something
yeah.
like that. She could just perform.
Uh-huh.
I envy that
you,
so darn
you
much.
You Maloffs and you're performing.
I have to work at this. I am not a natural. I have to work at this. Jill, like it sounds like your daughter, people like that, they just kind of had that natural like ability just to be able to do that.
Yeah.
That's fun. And it's just great. I love kids having that belief and that feeling
mm-hmm.
as long as they can.
Yes.
We get to a certain age and all of a sudden we start worrying about, mm-hmm. oh, is my hair right? Do I have something in my eye? Do I work?
Yes.
We start worrying about all those things.
The rawness of just being who we are.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope that she can keep that for a while, and I know things yeah. definitely change in school and so on, but it's like, oh, kids' rawness and just sense of self is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's a nice thing to be able to see them embrace that, especially in a fun little video where I did not know that. I did not know she was not. I thought, she, you know, she had some help.
No.
On her own.
Mm-mm.
That's great. That's awesome. again, follow along with our friends at Family Natural Foods and be listening tomorrow on Morning Magazine where you poor things. The Hintners have been having to put up with me 3 days in a row here.
We're used to it now.
And you know, if you need something for that, like like a you know, whatever can help, you guys are the ones to go to.
Yeah,
you know, if,
right.
If, I don't know if
we're stressed by hanging out with you, James, we're like, we need something for anxiety. We have to hang out with James again.
Right.
So we got it. Or if we're like, oh gosh, I need more energy to like get the same energy as James has. Like, yeah, we've got that. So if you want to see us, if you need some of those things, if you've been seeing James too much, no, we love seeing James, everyone. This is fantastic. Come see us, whether it's, whether it's anxiety to looking for certain vitamins, A to Z, we're here to help you.
910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 423-312-0423-3120. They'll be open at 9 this morning. Be sure to stop by and say hi to them. So our opening topic I wanted to dive into, Katrina, was I think one that's ultimately are completely relatable for everybody. I mean, have you heard anybody say, music, I don't like it. Music, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
certain kinds of music, yes.
Definitely.
And that's okay. Everyone can have their opinion, but not overall, like, I don't like music. No.
Yeah. I like to think music is one of those things that also brings us together.
Yes.
And one of those things that shows how much we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
All music has the very simplest things, the simplest of things in common,
mm-hmm.
The seven notes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's created off of seven notes.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single type of genre, they all come back to those seven notes.
Yeah, the commonality again of that.
No matter what you do with them, it's still, you know, jazz, country, bluegrass, don't matter. It all starts right there. And I think that that's not only a wonderful metaphor for life and in society and everything in the human race, or the world, really, but it's just kind of cool. I just think it's kind of interesting. And I heard this, and at first I was kind of, I pushed against it, and then I thought about it for a little bit, and I think that they actually, I think it's probably accurate.
Okay.
A new study from New York University says it takes us less than 5 seconds to decide if we like a song. And our opinions don't change depending on whether we listen to a snippet or the whole song.
Okay.
But in general, we like the song more if we hear the whole thing before the excerpt.
Yeah.
The study says, quote, the fact that a small excerpt is enough to tell us if we like it or hate it suggests that we respond more to the general vibe that a song brings to us rather than its musical notes per se.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I've always thought of it as much more detailed and artistic than that and everything. Maybe it's more than, maybe it's not.
It comes back down to those seven.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I will listen to music that's a certain genre. Let's say I'm like, all right, I feel like listening to 80s, and they'll listen to 80s. And then all of a sudden a song comes on and I'm like, I want to switch it right away because it's just not a song I like. So you're right. Is it 5 seconds? I'd say for me, it's maybe 10.
Yeah.
But you're right. Because if you listen to the whole thing, you're like, yep, wish I switched that sooner. You know, you still have that. I don't feel like listening to this song. And I remember those same feelings early on, too.
I like the way they're doing this, too, because it's pretty common for people to, you flip on your radio or whatever, and, you know, you jump into it. You don't usually jump into a song right as it begins. You're jumping in at a certain point.
Right.
So the idea of just grabbing 5 seconds of any part of the song, playing it for somebody, that can get them. Because I thought of this at first as, it's the first 5 seconds of the song. And if the first 5 seconds don't get me, then I'm not going to like it. There's a million songs I can think of that I don't like the first 5 seconds, but I love the song or whatever.
True.
So I didn't think it made a lot of sense, but now I kind of get it. I understand a little bit deeper. There are songs, like say there's a 3-minute song, there's only 30 seconds of it I like, but I'll listen to it the rest of my life.
Yeah, you're right.
There's like, especially like refrains or guitar solos or any of these kind of things.
Just thinking that.
There was a song that I was listening to the other day. I love when this happens where you rediscover a song. Mm-hmm. Like there was a song like 4 or 5 years ago you really loved and you forget about it or whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, my jam. And it's like, oh, I'm back.
Yes.
I'm listening to it and I don't like this, but I do like that one part. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting for the solo. And then the solo comes and I'm like, I like it even more now.
Yeah. It made you have a different feel for the whole thing after you heard that part again.
Like, I just don't know what you do in between when you're waiting for that 5-10 seconds mm-hmm. of the song to come up. Like, mm-hmm. while you're killing time through the rest of the song you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to, am I dating myself on this one? And I don't even believe I'm sharing this, but I already went too far. A lot of us used to make cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mix tapes
definitely,
and stuff like that.
Definitely did that.
It drove me crazy at the end of every tape that I had extra room. It was always like a minute or 30 seconds or whatever left over.
Yeah, how you fill it.
So I would take like instrumentals or I would take like a guitar solo mm-hmm. and cut it up to where like I just take the solo part out of the song and like I edit it and then put it in. And that's what I did.
You little mixer.
I
love it.
I haven't thought about this in years.
That's awesome. Way to fill that space.
It would drive, but you know, I don't know if anybody else did this too, but you'd make tapes for friends.
Like, yes.
I know it's illegal. When somebody would buy an album, you'd record the album or whatever and give them a copy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the statute of limitations mm-hmm. is on that one mm-hmm. or not or anything. But my friend Chris, I drove him crazy because I would put stuff at the end of these albums and I wouldn't tell him. I just did it. And he's like, hey, what was the end of that Faith No More album? Why did it end that way? I was like, oh, no, that was just something I threw in there. He's like, don't do that.
See, but you're like, I can't handle the blank space.
Yeah,
and he was like, I can't handle knowing what it is and it's in the middle of something.
Well, and I would throw like a jazz solo thing mm-hmm. in the middle of an alternative or at the end of an alternative album or mm-hmm. something. I didn't think it through enough. I should have mixed the genres a little
better.
That. But.
Can I just do an audible? Because you have a cassette tape on your shirt right now. This is great.
I didn't think of that.
Yes, he's got a cassette tape on his shirt now. It's a really good shirt. It's a fun color.
I am I'm very, very excited about this shirt. It's a Living Color shirt, my favorite band. And mm-hmm. I wanted a shirt of my favorite band since I was basically in junior high.
Yep. So you got it now.
Finally got mm-hmm. it. Finally got it. It didn't take me 5 seconds to know I liked it, too.
That's good.
It took a second,
and you knew.
So I would say, they say it takes less than 5 seconds. I got to agree with that. I got to agree. I think that sometimes it can take longer. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I could see that.
And always give it a try. Give it a chance. Yeah. Like, listen to more of it. Again, like you said, there might be a really great guitar solo that you want to hear. So give it a chance.
We'll take a break here. We'll come back and get into our National Day Of calendar. It's Katrina and James taking it through your morning at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Time to get into our National Day of calendar for this March 22nd, 2023. Happy Ramadan out there to all celebrating. Mm-hmm. Wish you all a good Ramadan. If you don't know much about Ramadan, I encourage you to look into it. It's an interesting holiday. Very interesting. Very mm-hmm. cool. We've had these Harry Potter things coming up. I skated past and didn't mean to. There was Slytherin Day the other day, and yesterday was one. What was one? Yesterday's was, it's all the houses.
Oh, right.
So yesterday was, Slytherin Pride Day. Okay, so yesterday was Slytherin Pride Day, and today is, I believe, Gryffindor.
Interesting. Why they're all
right?
Gryffindor Pride Day. Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's tomorrow?
I've looked into this, and there's no set reason why. I mean, you know, necessarily why.
Again, the National Day of some of them. I'm like, really? This is a National Day holiday, but at the same time, it's fun and represent for those that are really intrigued with it too.
Much more important, World Water Day.
Oh, that's important, definitely.
This year's Water Day is focused on the link between water and climate change and how the two are linked. The UN has said adapting to the water effects of climate change will protect health and save lives. Water mm-hmm. is such a precious commodity that many take that for granted. World Water Day is a chance to think about those people and places where water needs are still paramount mm-hmm. and seek to work together to find a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in different countries, right, they talk about water wars, like people mm-hmm. fighting over water. Mm-hmm. And I remember a professor of mine in college many years ago saying, oh, just wait, it's going to happen here. And I remember thinking, no, that can't be. That cannot be. And then all of a sudden, I traveled to Colorado and Nevada and California all in one summer. Mm. And I noticed there They were already having water wars. Yeah. Like, they could only use so much water per day for their fields. And then I thought about how the abundance we have, we're, you know, constantly using water. We're by the Great Lakes. We are fortunate to have some of those resources. But even, you know, fast forwarding now to where we are, we still have some water issues now in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how we take for granted our water. And it's the most important thing to human existence is clean water.
None of this goes any farther without it. Like, you don't have to watch Mad Max or some dystopian movie or anything like that. There's a reason they all involve no water.
Yep.
Like, because that's the scariest outcome of this. That's one of the more freakier, scarier outcomes when it comes to all this. Water conservation should not be something that a fringe group of people care about.
Right.
We should all be in on this. It's like clean water. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be in on this. Everybody should be on the same page. There should be no politics about this one. There should be no any of these other outliers that divide us and everything. If we can't get together on this one,
right.
I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say this is like the thing that connects us of all things, really. You know,
really,
we need water. We are made of water. Yes,
made of it. I mean, it's a simple one of the simplest things. I could see it as when they're creating a human being and Earth and all this stuff and everything. Like, you know what? They don't need an instruction manual. I'm sure they'll figure this out. Mm-hmm. They're half water. They're gonna understand right? that they're gonna need water. I'm sure they'll get this.
Yes.
No. We needed the instruction manual. Apparently.
Yep,
apparently, we could have really used that instruction manual on the human body.
So appreciate water today.
Yeah, it's a good day to do that. Mm-hmm. A good day to find ways to preserve water and to help others that are looking to do that.
Absolutely.
It is Bavarian Crepes Day.
Mm.
I almost had a really bad one there. I almost read it Bavarian Crepes Day. That is a whole different day. Whole different day. Crepes. I don't think I've had crepes before.
Oh, come on. It's like pancake kind of.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had them before, though.
Oh, man. You're just going to have to come over. We'll make you some.
Is that basically what they are?
Yeah.
They're flat pancakes?
They're like, so they're, it's French, I believe, but I guess this is Bavarian. I don't know the difference between the Bavarian versus the French. I always think of it like French, but it's a thinner batter of making like a pancake, but it is different still what they put in it, but very, very similar. And it's thin and it's flat, and it, like in France, they'll use like squeeze sometimes like lemon and maple syrup or sugar. Mm-hmm. You can do chocolate, whipped cream. I mean, oh, it's endless. You can do savory crepes.
I am a sucker for breakfast foods.
Yes, it's so good.
I could eat breakfast for dinner all my whole life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Enjoy this delightful and delicious treat in a myriad of ways of celebrating Bavarian Crepes Day.
So most people say crepes, but
crepes.
I believe, but
that's it. Crepes.
However, I believe it's crepes. Like, you are right. Like, it's crepes. Like,
it was
the French way of saying it would be crepes. Crepes.
Yes.
Ah, like a crepes.
Done.
Like a.
Yes.
Yeah. You hear me say that, everyone? Uh-huh. Crepes. And then, but crepes is what we all say.
Crepes date back several centuries, probably to around the 1200s.
Hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tasty.
In many countries and cultures in Central and Eastern Europe, these little pancakes are often made and served in celebration of holidays and special occasions. Ah, I am definitely going to try those.
Yes.
It is also National Goof Off Day.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Now this is our day. This is our
finally.
Yeah, this is the whole rest of the show. We're just goofing off.
We are just gonna goof off, everyone.
Doing nothing leads to very. Winnie the Pooh said it best when he said, "Doing nothing leads to the best to the very best something."
Mm-hmm.
Today is a good day to kind of let some stress out, goof off a little bit, maybe let some steam out doing that. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got to do to kind of like let loose a little bit. It seems like a good day for that too.
Yeah.
How to celebrate. The most important part of celebrating National Goof Off Day is that people are not required to do anything that doesn't seem fun to them. Mm-hmm. Consider a few ideas that might help with goofing off and getting rid of all the negative vibes that surround work and productivity. Make it a pajama day.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that mark already.
Yeah, me too.
But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we can still do other great things.
Oh, you can watch goof-off movies like Ferris Bueller or Bill and Ted, Dumb and Dumber, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice. Those are so good ones.
American Graffiti is another good throw in there.
Should have watched that this morning so we could have practiced how to be a real good goof-off.
Yes.
But embrace all of those. Yep.
You can throw a goof-off party. Nice. Have an after-work get-together or invite family and friends over for the goofiest party ever. Of course, we'll be sure to not to put too much time and effort into it. Otherwise, that goes against the whole thing.
Yes.
And make work fun. Not everyone has the luxury of taking the day off of work at National Goof Off Day, but that doesn't mean it can't have some fun around here. This is a great day to wear a funny hat, to work, sign emails with a silly synonym, or play ridiculous. Now, I can get synonym, but I can't get creeps or creeps or creeps or whatever.
You said it fine.
I hate when these words do this to me. The English language. You can play ridiculous music through your headphones.
Because we know music's good for us.
Try learning to juggle. You know, there's tons of ways to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't juggle tomatoes if it's your first time, though.
No. Bad idea.
Unless you want that reaction and that mess.
Yeah. I suppose that could play into your head if that's what you're trying to do, is make people laugh. And finally, it is As Young As You Feel Day.
Mm.
This is a day for losing your inabilities. So forget worrying about what other people think, whether they think you are too old, and do whatever it is that makes you feel young. We're just talking about this.
Yeah. Okay. So this is paired well with Goof Off Day. Mm-hmm. So embrace that whatever age you are, whatever you're feeling like doing, and do it goofy. Do it goofy today.
Today's a great day for that. Today's a great day to kind of let, I mean, especially, we got this crummy weather.
Yeah, right. Make it shine inside.
Yeah, yeah. Have some fun with it. Ignore what Mother Nature is sending at us and everything, and just try to have some fun with the day and make the most of it. I think the people that have the advantage on this one are parents.
Yes.
Kids make the world more silly. They do. They just do, and not in a bad way. Like, it's hard to take things. I think that nobody, I know nobody helped me more as far as like getting a better handle on life, enjoying life more, and seeing the light side of life, the funny side of life, the bright side of life, all those things. Children, my kids,
absolutely.
By far and away. Mm-hmm. I've told this story before. I'm a new dad, and my son is about a year old and just starting to crawl. And we had a routine in the morning. I'd get his little cup of his sippy cup of milk and everything, and I'd have some chocolate milk. And I made my chocolate milk dark as midnight. He's got his onesie on. He crawls up, and I look away for a half a second,
not even a full second.
He's got his whole hand in the jar. I'm in the glass of chocolate milk. And I'm looking at him, and I know I got to be serious right now at everything. And I don't usually have a hard time doing that.
Right.
I'm like, all right, JC, come on. I want you to pull your hand out of there and stuff so maybe he doesn't spill the whole glass over.
Mm-hmm.
This kid pulls his arm out of there while not spilling the milk over.
Wow.
A little bit spilled out, but not spilling the glass over. He doesn't break eye contact with me, Katrina.
Uh-huh.
The whole time he's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts sucking the milk out of the onesie.
That's awesome.
I've been a little less serious every day ever since. Like, kids do this to you. You can't take life too as seriously as you have to because you're a parent and you obviously are in charge of this little human being that you know all the responsibilities in the world are on.
Right.
But you can't take it too seriously because at the same time, when you go to change that little human being a little bit later, they might shoot something at you.
Yeah.
Or there's something in there that you had no idea that a human being could do that.
Oh, I know.
It's hard. It's hard to take life too seriously when you're a parent.
It's true. Kids are great because they really bring the inner child out in us.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great thing to do. And if we don't have those young kids in our lives, encourage people to try to find somebody in your life that you can just get down on the floor and play with, because that's the other thing. It really brings that inner child out, and I believe that that's going to help us age gracefully when we can get down on our hands and knees and we can play and be goofy with them and just embrace that. There are a lot of serious moments with parenting, but there's so many fun, loose, fun, lighthearted silliness.
It's important to embrace those moments whenever you get the chance.
My kids, They were chuckling the other day because they got some new pairs of underwear and they put them on their head and they're laughing at each other. And I'm like, what in the world?
That's
and
awesome.
I just sat there like, okay, this is great. I did capture a video of them so they can embrace that when they get older too. But it's like the little things. I'm not saying we should all go out and do that.
No, I hear you. I would have done it if I could.
You know, it's like the fun things. Kids are just silly.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I don't know this.
At first we started out
you wouldn't know it, James.
No.
That's why.
Okay. I don't know.
Band.
Oh, I don't know what this is. Oh, I didn't quite catch it. It's not bad.
I like that Seth is just testing.
Yes.
Really is. And he waits for these moments.
I have no doubt that Seth has a checklist. Like, when I get one and when I don't. Is that Beyonce?
It's sounds... Beyonce, but with the girl band. What was it
called? Destiny's Child.
Child.
Oh, okay. That's
it's Destiny's Child. Yep.
See, I like R&B, but there was some R&B I missed. Yeah. I just wasn't into or I didn't. I was in high school, basically. If I wasn't in high school, I probably missed it.
Yes.
Everything else I've barely grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
How we get new music. The older we get, it gets tougher and tougher, especially the less we listen to, like radio and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. Finding new music the older you get.
I agree. And I find somebody might share some song and then I'm like, oh, and then I find that band and I like it. But I also feel like I don't explore genres as well as I did maybe because I get kind of stuck on one. And yes. The other day I heard something on the radio. It was I forget what the song is, and I was going to text it to you and be like, you guys should do this for your intro because it was such a good intro. I cannot remember, but when I do, I will let you know, or Seth know.
One of the two. we've got, of course, some good stuff to get to this morning. I want to talk about the top words we can't spell. According to Google searches.
Oh, yes.
Where you get into that, that's going to be fun.
Because we're both great spellers.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Legendary spellers to you and I.
Yeah.
How much, we've got this poll that asked people about storing things in various things. I want to get into this one.
Mm.
That's coming up, too. So we're looking forward to that. Now, also, a little bit later, the most in-demand job skills. I want to actually let's touch on this one right now,
okay,
Katrina.
This
could be interesting. Plenty of people are good at what they do, but a professor at Harvard University says being great at collaboration is the number one skill companies want that very few people have.
Collaboration. Ooh.
Collaborating at work means bringing people together to solve problems and learn something new. Employees who are good at it tend to produce better results and get promoted faster. And here are three ways you can be better at it. Asking for help. Just because you're tasked with a project doesn't mean you have to do it all on your own. Get other people's take on stuff and make sure you credit them for it. And that leads right into this next one. Acknowledge people's efforts and show appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the me first mentality and focus on the team.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us fail to appreciate how much support we get from our coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, be an inclusive leader. Someone who's younger, older, or from a different background might have a different way of solving things. So instead of dismissing an idea, have the mindset that maybe you can learn from them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, real quick note. You can do all of these things and still do what you were going to do the whole time anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to switch careers or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily change what you're doing, but you can adapt these things and and collaborate. That'd be your own collaboration.
Absolutely.
You know? I can't think of many better things. I just talked about this the other day on Director's Cut, I think. With Chris Lee. We were talking. Chris does a lot of solo stuff, but he's been in bands lately and everything. And I was asking him what he liked more, doing solo or band. And of course, it's Chris, and he's so mellow and everything. I like both. They're all right. But I thinking about that, I hadn't I got into acting and writing and everything because I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be great. And I wanted to work with the best and all this. And the older I get, the more I care about, like, I just like working with people. Mm-hmm. I like collaborating with people.
Yeah.
I love bringing you in and doing this show together. I like bringing Terry in. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic to work. I get to work with Mel and Seth, two of my favorite people.
And they're so good.
All the time, multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. Like that's by design because they're good workers and we collaborate well together and we make good stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I know that they're good at what they do because I already collaborated with them.
Mm-hmm.
I was more so the person that liked to work alone for a very, very long time, especially when I was in construction.
Mm-hmm.
My dad or the foreman would give me a job, I go do it, you know, and I loved that. I think that a lot of the jobs I did early on were kind of like solo jobs, working by myself and those things. And it was theater that showed me, in acting, that showed me how much that was not going to be where I was going to make. It might be my job, but it wouldn't be my career. My career would end up being involving working with people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how that would be, but I knew I would be working with people and collaborating with people in some way.
Isn't that fun how it comes around?
Yeah.
And obviously you need that time, that solo time, and it's a good diversity, right? You can work solo. You can do those things, which is great because you can problem solve. There's brings other skill sets then at that point. But the collaboration is so great because how rewarding. It makes everybody feel like they're heard. It makes everybody feel like they're a team versus, oh yeah, this is my answer, or not asking the question. And it's a really good thing. It teaches us to be a little bit more humble every day if we can ask for help and then using that help, not just like dismissing it. So, yeah, collaboration. So I was thinking how, 10, 15 years ago, the best buzzword on a resume would have been, I'm a multitasker.
Yeah,
and now multitasking is like, no.
Yeah.
That means you're not efficient, actually.
Yeah,
you can't do one thing focused, right? We're so ADD now, or too many things we're doing at one time. Which I think you can still be a very effective multitasker. So I'm not trying to dismiss that.
No, but I think you're right.
But there now it's like, no, I can collaborate. That's what you put on your resume now.
And these things go in ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
They will sometimes, I think that was true at that time. And now maybe it's, now it's not. And maybe it'll come back around.
Yes.
We'll see.
Absolutely.
The part about the letting go of the me first mentality, I have always, and I will always respect that type of person that doesn't need to do that. I see way too much of that in life, and honestly, in radio and in general, in entertainment jobs and creative jobs, where it has to be, I got to get that credit. I have to get credit. I admire the people that don't need that. I don't. I've spent the majority of my life being underappreciated and those things, and you are never going to hear me complain about it. You will never hear me complain about it. I can go to the grave that way, and I'll be fine with that. I'm okay with that. I would feel much better, and I feel much better letting other people talk for me. I think that it's a much better way. If they don't notice, that's okay. I will move on. I will find somebody who will notice me. Mm-hmm. I will find somebody who will take advantage of my skill set and those things and stuff. I don't think that you should have to. Like the idea of an employee asking for a raise. I have never understood this. Like, I get it. I'm the boss. I've got only so much money.
Yep.
I'm not going to give you more money unless you ask.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a pretty understandable system.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm a boss, I want to keep that employee.
And you want to recognize their skill sets.
Yeah.
And you want to... You want to show appreciation, whether it's through a raise or recognizing them. And usually recognizing them often ends up being a wage increase. But
I don't think it's on the employee to do that. I think that's ridiculous. I think it puts the employee in the most uncomfortable and awkward spot ever. And there's no win. Even if you do get a raise, you walk out of there feeling like, because I've done this before. I've asked for a raise before and gotten the raise. And I walk out of there like, I felt dirty.
Right.
I felt like, I deserved it. Yeah, I earned it. But I felt like you shouldn't have to ask, hey, do I look good today? Please tell me I look good today. Like, and then somebody tells you you look good. Well, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't
It's not as authentic.
Yeah.
But I think where you could have that middle ground is where you leave space in a conversation. Maybe there's a review that you do. You leave space instead of like the person coming saying like, oh, I want a raise and this is what I want and so on and so forth. If you leave space in a conversation like, hey, what are things that you'd like to do? Or what are other ways we can talk about maybe getting a raise in the future? Or if you leave it open, like what else would you like to bring to the table? Right. It's more of an open dialogue. The employer is then saying, hey, how can we help you? We open the door for them to say it versus feeling that like dirty feeling of like, oh, I need to ask for a raise.
That. I like that.
But it's hard and I get it. So I think ultimately, if we can make sure we take a little bit of time through the day and to recognize what wonderful things people are doing, whether you are an employer or you're just a person that's retired and you're like, hey, I'm noticing the person at Walmart is doing an awesome job greeting or doing the awesome job as a cashier, like recognizing people. Take a moment to recognize people in whatever field, retirement that you're in, and you can show that to people because that's going to go a long ways.
I think I think you're onto a lot there. Like it's almost like you've done this, like you've done management or ownership or something. the last thing I did want to touch on that last thing too, being inclusive leader and having other points of view in that. Most anything you do in life is going to involve more than just your mindset. Or if you're a business, you are looking for people to consume your business. You're not selling to yourself. You're selling to consumers. You're selling to a wide range of people. You know, having other sets of having other points of view is going to help you as a sale, help you sell things, and just reach people. It's also going to give you a different angle on creativity. Not everybody sees things the same way. I don't see any downside whatsoever in including more people.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll take it to the top of the hour with nothing but fun on The Morning Show. It's Kat and James taking you through it right here on WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR. Katrina and James here with you at 7:54 on the clock. Going to take you right to the top of the hour. Get to CBS News. After we're joined by CBS News, we are going to be joined by our friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center, Paul Trombley, going to join us with a live and direct update. We could use it today.
Yeah, like I did not know it was going to snow when I woke up. I was like, oh, there's snow. And now it's raining.
I heard weather. I did not know what kind of weather was going to be coming at us, though. I knew that it was not going to be fun. I knew that much. After we're done talking with Paul Trombley, we're going to get into the top words we can't spell. Got that one coming up. And after that, of course, we will have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, Mel's News. And after that, we will have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
It's a good Wednesday here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun one. Right now, we're talking spring cleaning.
It is the season of spring cleaning.
It is
and
spring.
Can I just say something before you start on really deep diving into spring, deep cleaning into spring?
Nice.
I just the other day, yesterday, day before, I all of a sudden had this urge to clean my house. I'm like, dang, how does this happen? Like, how are we like programmed? And I think we all can find this in different seasons, right? Like I find I want to clean a little bit in fall and in the winter too.
Yeah.
But like just a day or two ago, it's like, oh, I need to get rid of so much stuff and I need to like deep clean. That doesn't happen all the time.
No.
So interesting.
It's weird that we're programmed. We're in this routine of that kind of thing. I also think a little bit of it is, yes, it's we want to clean out or what have you. We're going a little insane. We're going a little cabin crazy.
We've been in the house a little too long.
Yeah.
So what else can we do? Yeah.
I've done the DIY projects. I've done all the this stuff and everything. Now it's I might as well clean. Might as well. It's spring, which means it's time to finally get the garage cleaned out, and you should force your kids to help, even if you have to teach them how to use a broom.
Yeah.
A survey asked parents with teenagers how their kids were with chores, and a whopping 90% said their children are lacking in at least some domestic skills. 29% of kids couldn't make their bed, 41% would struggle to iron a shirt, and 31% couldn't fold sheets or clothes properly. 18% of teens leave their dirty dishes in the bedroom, 26% never clean their bathroom, 38% couldn't clean a toilet, 19% never take the trash out, and 23% of parents don't think their teens could vacuum a room.
Oof. Wow.
Now, it is easy to say very easily, very quickly, if your kids can't do these things, well, what are you doing as a parent? You're supposed to be teaching your kids these things. That there's a lot of outlier factors. First, don't throw at a parent that is in this situation, well, I did this or my parents did that.
Yes.
Completely different scenario.
Yeah, and every situation is different.
Yeah.
Also, I think we need to reflect on, there are multiple things, but I feel like the era of these parents, right? They're doers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be easier if I vacuum than having my kid do it for 20 minutes. I can do it in 10.
Right.
And I think we need to let go of that. Let go of the time constriction and busyness and just make like it's okay. We can have our kid vacuum. It might take longer, but allow that space. Because I think that's part of it. Like we're so busy that we don't want to give that time. So I think that's a little chapter of it. But you're right. There's so many factors in this.
Oh, I think that's a good one, though. That's one we don't think about very often. And I think especially for like myself, my kids are in their 20s and they haven't been in the house in a long time.
Right.
So I forget certain things. And that how much a minute means really does matter. Like I only have so much time to get this cleaning done.
Right.
I'm just going to do it myself. You know, and I remember my ex-wife doing that with things sometimes. Yeah. Not very many things, but a couple things, you know.
And sometimes you just have to do that. Like, sometimes you just have to be like, I'm going to be the one that vacuums this time, right? But, like, for example, I'll fold laundry. And my three-year-old really likes folding, like, napkins and like, washcloths. And so I'll just set them in a pile and I'll say, hey, Juno, you can do these ones. And she likes doing them and they're easier for her. This is a great way to introduce her folding laundry. And eventually she'll be like, I want to do a shirt. Or today let's try a shirt. I can still get things done. Well, she's also helping me get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching her how it's a team. It's like we do this together. I also think about vacuuming, like in the past and still sometimes now, they'll just grab on the vacuum and they'll vacuum with me. So they're learning it.
Mm-hmm.
They see me do it, right? It's that repetition. There's a really good way of teaching it. And again, I have younger kids, so it's different, but it's you show it, you do it together, and then like you watch them do it and you do that repetition a couple times and it really, really helps.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, but what else does this article want to tell us about?
No, that's about it. It just told us that our kids aren't doing anything, which is not just on the parent. There are kids that you can't, you know, that just can't get there sometimes, or you can't get there, and it takes time for them to get there. Every kid learns differently. Every kid is a different growth, and got to give yourself grace with this process, and you know, give each other a hand with it too.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about good leadership and all those things, and well, a lot of that is helping each other out. So there's a difference of, you know, giving somebody an answer and then when they are, as opposed to helping somebody and assisting somebody with answers or with advice or what have you.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick commercial break. We got to get to CBS News. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.